Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, glad you could join us on the start of a beautiful Wednesday morning. Mostly sunny skies this morning. Some clouds are going to roll in tonight. It's going to be breezy as well. I think saw wind gusts up to 30, 35 miles per hour, high near 67. Clear tonight. And then for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 54. And then it kind of moves in over Thursday night and into Friday. I was looking at the weather forecast, Joel, and I thought to myself, hey, this could be the first Friday night football game we could have where we're actually going to have to deal with some inclement weather. That's not bad when you're talking the second week of playoffs.
Well, you're not wrong on that, but I mean, this cold blast, I mean, I was seeing like low 30s for the high on Monday.
Yeah.
So everybody that thought, hey, it's not going to be so bad, hey, don't know how you feel about that. I mean, it does rebound later in the week, but this is a significant weather maker coming through,
yeah.
So it'll be quite a bit cooler.
And the wife said she thought she saw maybe a chance of snow.
Yeah, there was some flurries. Yeah. Lake effect up by Cleveland's what they're calling for, and then a chance of flurries here.
Which so. It would be appropriate if it snows, because I have to go up to Akron this weekend for a buddy's wedding. So, I mean, give him some snow, let him deal with that.
Hey, if you're going to exchange nuptials in November in Ohio,
this is what you get.
Bully to you.
This is what you get. We did it in January, so I got no problem. People always say you got to have spring, summer, all these fall weddings. My son just got married 2 weekends ago. It was beautiful. I'm not arguing that, but does it really matter?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, if you want it to be sunny and dry, mostly early part of September, I mean, historically, statistically, the first couple of weeks of September, you get generally dry, no rain, you get generally sunny, and you get kind of moderate temperatures. So if you're planning a golf outing, a outdoor wedding, a whatever outside, that is the sweet spot in Ohio.
I'm not going to argue that one bit. It's nearly not as hot, too. I mean, when you're talking about being out there in some tuxes like my son was and his friends the other day, they were very happy that it was not a hot day.
Right on.
Very happy.
Right on.
Hey, a lot going on yesterday. I think the biggest news of the day was the college football playoff rankings came out. I'm sure you kept your eyes on that.
I saw the aftermath of it and BYU being whiners like normal and all that stuff. But I thought it was interesting because there was some talk that maybe Indiana would squeak into number one. But the voters used their common sense and made the Buckeyes number one. I mean, you're the defending national title holders and you haven't lost a game, even though you played a couple of big ones. Oh, I don't know, like the first week of the year. So, you know, still got one ranked opponent coming, and that's the team up north. So it should be pretty easy, not as easy as Indiana has it, but likely we're going to meet them in the national or the Big Ten tournament.
Yep.
And if they're still 1-2, then they're both going to make it. So it's almost like that game doesn't really matter. I mean, it does, but it doesn't really.
No, I'm with you 100%.
You know, that and, you know.
I mean, look, I was just happy my Notre Dame was in the top 10. I didn't think they'd get to the top 10, top 12. I thought pretty good with that, so makes me happy as we look at those rankings. And then you mentioned the voters, shall we speak. Well, yesterday was election day, and I won't say any big surprises, but really nothing that kind of jumped out at me as far as some of these things. A lot of the levies passed, you know, fire and EMS levies were successful. The Southwest Licking Schools, they had their issue on their bond issue. That went down, I think, 76% to 24%. I mean, you talk about sending a message, Joel. Those folks are sending a message to the people in charge of Southwest Licking. Don't bother with us.
Yeah.
We're not going to
do with
it.
What you got.
Yeah, and that was a big one. And then some of the races we've been hearing about this morning throughout the news. Obviously, Heath Mayer, Mark Johns with a decisive win. You know, he took umbrage at folks kind of made that a partisan race out in Heath because it's, you know, not partisan. There's no D or R on any of the ballots when you get out there. But a lot of folks wanted to kind of make it a partisan battle this time around. He didn't take too well to that. And I don't think the voters did either because he won handily, 65% to 35%.
Yeah, that's a significant vote. But I mean, you know, he's been in there for, you know, decade plus and he's done a pretty good job. And there's all that, you know, new money coming in with the Google and Facebook and all that, and they're planning on a new downtown area and everything. It might be going a little slower than some people would like, but, you know, methodical, you know, slow and steady wins the race, all those kinds of things. So he seems like he's a responsible guy with the money comes in. You know, he's community-minded and community-oriented. I it's no surprise to me at all that he won.
No, none whatsoever. And again, they wanted the Heath, and it's been like this since I've been down here, nonpartisan. So I don't know why you'd want to kind of pump the, you know, the prime a little bit and try to get that change. I don't understand that myself because I don't know about you. I'd take this any way you want. The wife and I are always the same way. I just vote for the best person. I'm not worried about what's at the end of their name. I'm not party loyal. As a matter of fact, her and I are going to go switch our affiliation. We're going to go switch to independent. She talked about it afterwards. She's like, I want to just go where I don't have to worry about it. I'm just going to go independent. Because you look at how we voted over the past number of years, it's pretty much split, Republican, Democrat. Just give me the best person that's running for the position. Yeah. And I think a lot of folks now are getting to that point.
Well, I mean, again, when you talk about community elections, I mean, it's a lot more tangible. The people are a lot closer to you. You see them a lot more. You hear them a lot more if you're paying attention. So, you know, that's a real testament to how people pay attention. And I mean, I was surprised at the voter turnout.
Mm-hmm, so was I.
I thought that it was going to be a little bit lighter than it was. And you said it was close to 30%.
29.29%.
Yeah.
And you asked me what I thought. And I think I may even mention this to Licking County Commissioners Tim Bubb and Rick Black. I thought it would be anywhere from 20 to 25%. So for it to get to close to 30, now again, is that great? No. But it's better than what I thought it would be.
Well, and it overperforms, and it just shows that people are energized to make sure their voice is heard. And I think that's great. You know, again, we talk about you can't complain about it if you didn't vote. And so more and more people are apparently hearing that message and getting out to vote. Now, I didn't have any trouble getting in. I got to my polling station about a little after 6 o'clock last evening. There was still plenty of people working. You know, it was funny because I vote in the school. And they're like, we think maybe they turned the heat off because the kids are all gone. I'm like, well, that might not be programmed here. Don't know. But there was a couple people ahead of me and they went right in. I went right through and, you know, got my ID ready and got my sticker, got my ballot. And out I went.
Yeah, I voted. The wife and I voted at separate times yesterday, but out at Licking Heights Middle School, the former high school, and no lines there whatsoever.
Yeah.
Folks, the poll workers, and I'll get to them in a second, but they were right there. Hey, here's where you got to go. Here's what you got to do. Bing, 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 and just go. The only thing I did different was I started to walk over to where we usually drop off our ballots. I looked up. I didn't see them, and the poll worker went, yeah, we threw a curveball at you. They're in the other corner. I'm like, okay, thank you. That was it.
Yeah.
I mean, everything else was.
But that's why I thought it might be a little bit lighter
yeah.
than it was, because, again, you know, last election was a presidential election and it was a long line. I mean, you had to wait. And so this time just breezing through, I thought, yeah, it's probably going to be a little light. So 30%, well, almost 30% kind of surprises me.
Well, you look at it, and I just pulled it up. There's a little over 124,300 registered voters. 36,400 people voted. So, I mean, there's still a lot of apathy out there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still, folks are just like, okay, I'm not going to worry about it. Of that number, a little over 28,600 was Election Day voting. So you had 7,800 folks who voted early. And, you know, I stopped down at the Board of Elections yesterday because I just wanted to talk to somebody, see how things were going. And no problems whatsoever. Yeah, everything's good. No, haven't had any issues. So, again, people worry about voting and all those kind of things. And I'm not saying there could have been an issue at somebody's polling location, but for the most part, I didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
I had nothing.
Well, and again, you're not going to hear hue and cry over an election
like
of this size.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk about national, you know, again, look to California, look to New York, where there were a little more heated contests. If you scroll and troll, you're going to find allegations of being rigged and that kind of stuff. But here, you know, we've heard time and time again, Ohio does it right. Ohio has it buttoned up. Ohio has it figured out. And it seems to have bared out again.
Yeah, no problems whatsoever. Now, get back to the poll workers. Fantastic. I mean, to a man, to a woman, all smiling, hey, come right up. I mean, it's the very first time I think I've ever had people fight over me because they're like, hey, you come here. No, you come here. I'm like, here's my license. Just let me go. Because they just want to help.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, again, they're volunteers. And I know they could use more, but all of them. And I saw a good mix yesterday at my polling location of young, male, female, black, white. I mean, I saw a good mix, which made me feel good. Because
mm-hmm.
I know that the board has been doing its best to try to get the word out about we need volunteers, to see the good mix. Because back in the day, it was almost always senior citizens behind the desk. But this time, I saw quite a few young people, and that makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was nice and very easy. Like I said, I didn't hear any issues from folks when I went down to the board. I did hear this, though. I was down at the Board of Elections, and an elderly couple and an elderly woman were coming down there to vote. You couldn't vote down there on Election Day. You
right.
had to go to your polling location. So, again, word didn't get to them, and I'm not saying the board didn't put the word out, but I mean, so there were some people who could be still a little bit, where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do? And the guy at the front was very nice with them, but you could tell they weren't happy because now they had to go find their poll. And actually, I heard them say, I don't even know where my polling location is, so they helped them find it.
Good.
So they did a good job
good.
That as well. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll look at some more election results. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7, Newark Heath, Dave Doney, Joel Riley, on a good-looking start to a Wednesday morning, the day after the elections. Sunny skies today, a little breezy, high near 67, clear tonight, and then for Thursday, mostly sunny. Temperature is going to drop, high of 67 today. Tomorrow, the high is only around 54, 55 degrees. All right, to get back into some of this election stuff, we talked about Heath Mayor Mark Johns easily won his reelection. Newark City Council, Molly Ingold and Michelle Newman both win. Now, again, not to be partisan, but in Newark, it is, you know, a partisan race. You had the Democrat Michelle Newman beating Travis Braley. That might open some eyes. Because this is such a Republican county, Republican city. But as I was telling you, that just goes to show you that they liked what they heard of her. They gave her a chance. They just didn't see Democrat and go, oh, we're not voting for her. Oh, it's a Republican. We're not voting for them. They gave her a chance, like what they heard.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's, you know, hopefully that's the case. And hopefully that, you know, once they get in there, that the partisan politics doesn't take over, because, you know, those R's and D's sometimes run a little bit deep. So if it's the community minded is what gets you there, hopefully listen to the people and bring good ideas and bring a plan, and everything should work out.
And I've known Michelle since she was the director, executive director of the Canal Market District. She really, there's one that I can tell you, she's not in it for any, you know, spotlight or any agenda. She just wants to do what's best. She's got a young daughter. She wants to obviously make sure her daughter can grow up in a good community. I'm not saying they're all not like that, but just knowing her, I would think you wouldn't have to worry about her when she gets on city council. She's going to, you know, sit down, hash it out. She's going to have her opinions. Don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, I think she's going to be like, okay, what's best for not only the 7th Ward, but what's best for the entire city? So she's, and again, I can't vote for anybody because I don't live in Newark. I'm just telling you, just knowing her, she seems like a person you could trust. And I don't know Travis Braley. I just interviewed him. He seemed like a nice guy. But I think her experience and her name recognition, I mean, people know her from this community.
Well, that's something, too. I mean, the community, I mean, if you've been around the community and you're known in the community, that's a referendum on, you know, we were talking, I forget who I was talking to, but, you know, about the explosive growth in the western part of the county. And, you know, I think people kind of look at that with some trepidation, because you want that chance for economic growth and, you know, some new opinions and some expansion and those kind of things. But the community is the community. I mean, people kind of like the way the community works. They like the, for lack of a better way to say it, just kind of the attitude, kind of the culture of, you know, just kind of, you know, Hebron is Hebron, Heath is Heath, Newark is Newark, Granville is Granville. Everybody's kind of got their own identity, little subtle differences here and there. And, you know, so someone that has come up in a community and understands that, and then, you know, will maybe introduce a new idea or two because they have that kind of background and that kind of history with the community, I think that person is definitely going to resonate much more than, you know, somebody new, a new voice or whatever. You got to kind of spend a little time picking up on the vibe before you can start making some recommendations.
And you talk about spending a little time. Molly Ingold won election to the 3rd Ward. She's been in the town 48, 50 years. So she knows a little bit about what's going on. When I first got here, she was on the Newark school board. She's been in different leadership positions. She easily won. And again, a lot of name recognition there. Marcy Foam seemed to be perfectly qualified candidate. But when you've got the name of Ingold on the back, and you're one who's been on the Newark School Board and sat on these other boards, people know you. Mm-hmm. I mean, they understand kind of your thinking and what's going on, especially out here in the third ward on the west end of town where we live. There's a lot of changes coming out here. And a lot of folks are like, wait a minute, I'm not so sure about this with the roundabout, what's going on with Thornwood and all these things. And she said that's going to be a number one issue for her is this growth. And how do you handle it?
Yeah, well, and you know, you can expect with some new faces that there's going to be a little bit of a tapping of the brakes. You know, you got to get people up to speed 100% on how things roll and what's the plan and all that. So, it might slow down in the short run. But, you know, sometimes taking a moment, taking a breath, that's not all bad.
No. And again, you talk about new faces. Well, the two candidates for New York City Council who were running, the incumbents who were actually being opposed in this election, both won handily. That's Beth Blind down in the second ward and Mark Labutis out in the fourth ward. They both won easily. And then some of the other ones were uncontested. So you will have two new faces on City Council and Molly Ingold and Michelle Newman when they take their oath of office at the end of the year. Looking at some of these other results, I think the big one that a lot of folks, and you mentioned Western Licking County, call it what you want, chaos. I don't know. It's a mess out there right now in Aetna Township. Those folks can't get together on anything. There's the accusations here, lawsuits flying here. I mean, it's really kind of needs a reset, and they're going to get it now because you're going to get two new trustees that will join Gary Burkholder as the incumbents. Mark Evans and Rosalind McKee both lost. Former trustee John Carlisle. It will be one of the new trustees, and he'll be joined by newcomer Rachel Zelazny, and she's on there. So, again, I don't know what's going to happen out there. You have no idea what they're going to be like. I mean, kind of have an idea with John Carlisle because he's been on the township trustees before, but that needed some changing. Mm-hmm. And I think the voters – now, again, I'm looking at the numbers, and Mark Evans ended up with the fourth highest total. So, I mean, he still had his supporters out there. But it was obviously the voter said it's time for a change. Let's do something. And they bring on two new trustees.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, sometimes people want that drama to continue. Other times it's like settle it down. So we'll see if it's going to settle down and the drama rolls on.
Some of the other things here in the city of Newark, folks keeping a close eye on the income tax, proposed raise, increase in the income tax. That went down by a big number. So folks, again, hey, look. Make do with what you have, figure it out. And the city, to their point, has said we're looking at a $3 million deficit in the next year or two. So it'll be interesting to see what they do there. If people don't want to pay more money, I get that. But services may be cut. Safety forces, that's always the last thing people want to cut. But, mm-hmm. You know, when you're talking about a deficit of that size, it's going to hit everybody. So it'll be interesting to see how the city deals with that. And then the other big issue we were watching from last night, Village of Alexandria and St. Albans Township, they proposed the proposed merger out there. Well, that don't bring that here. They want no part of that. I think it went down 76% to 24%. So folks have spoken out there. And you saw, if you drove anywhere through Alexandria or St. Albans, you saw a lot of signs.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was telling you, a lot of those signs were in neighbors' yards for and against. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. But the majority of voters said, no, we're not doing it. As you like to say, nah, baby, nah.
Nah, baby, don't move my cheese.
We are not
I like
doing
my cheese
that.
Where it is.
So very interesting is that all took place. And then finally, the race for Licking County Municipal Court Clerk Carrie Masterson won that over Rick Williams. And Muni Court Judge Matthew George will keep his seat. With a win over Michael DeSanto. So, again, you can go to our website. Bree's done a great job. You can just go right on our homepage. You can see, you can click on the Licking County Board of Elections website, and you can get all of the results from Tuesday night. Again, not a bad night. About 30% of folks, a little over 29% of folks, got out and voted in the general election. Be sure to join us on Friday's Talk of the Town. Jennifer Ellis Brunn, Executive Director of Ohio Means Jobs, Licking County, will be in. Of course, with all that's going on with the government shutdown, folks wondering about their benefits. So she will be in to kind of give us all an idea as what they're going to be doing here locally with Licking County Job and Family Services. That's Jennifer Ellis Brunn. She'll join us on our show on Talk of the Town on Friday morning.